Okay, welcome back to class four, the second part. So we finished the first part, lying down. And take some moments. Observe the moments that you're in, just where you are. Taking some attention to yourself. And we're going to shift from lying down and bringing yourself all the way up to standing now. Once more, re-establishing the body in the upright position. And you could even bring some awareness of how you get to the side or get up, whether it's a comfortable journey from lying down to standing or a little bit of a process to get up. But move your body to the upright position, bringing both feet to being conscious on the ground, knees a little bit bent. And just getting up to standing and letting the arms again hang by the sides, letting the head balance on the shoulders. And take the feet a bit wider, so if you can, widen the space between both feet. Both feet pointing in the same direction, but wide feet now. Take them as wide as you comfortably can, like a V shape in the legs. And would you float the arms out to the sides, up level with the shoulders? So, like arms out wide, feet out wide. You can feel the tension in the arms, just leaving the arms out like a cross. And then deliberately bend the right knee a little bit and bring that left hand, so the left hand comes across and down towards that left knee and meets the knee, or even slides the left hand past the knee towards the shin. It's a bit of a cross stretch. And just feeling the back and the body, of course, being in there, and flow the left arm back up when you can and straighten that right leg. So, and then swap over. Let the left knee bend a little way or a long way, and take the right hand across the body and down onto the knee, or again, maybe past the knee, sliding it down a little bit to the shin, or a little higher than the knee. Perhaps you don't need to go lower, maybe even higher feels better. And as you come back, try breathing in now. So, breathing into the starting position and breathing out, going across and down into this bending the knee, opposite hand going down. And each time you come up back to the cross position with the arms, pull the belly in as you come up. So, a little bit of awareness of the core. Try and flow. Swapping sides, sliding down. What position feels good for the neck as that hand goes down? And then noticing the natural differences that we all have in our body, coming up and going across. Keep doing this cross stretch, keep doing from side to side in your own time. Or if it feels really fine to do so, go for a stronger movement. Slide both hands down their respective legs. Slide the hands down to the ankles, to the feet, or rest the hands on the ground if you want to, as an option. And hanging down there, letting the head and the chest drop down, hands on the ground or near the ground. Even walking the hands a bit further out, so into a wide downward dog position. Splaying the fingers a little bit, softening the chest. So remembering you can stay with the first option of cross stretching, or if that's too niggly or uncomfortable anywhere, doing your own action now. Alternatively, both hands sliding down both legs. Resting the upper body down as the legs and back get a good stretch. Take some awareness to your awareness, to this, whether you're in an intense moment or a soft moment, whether you're going up or down or staying inside the stretch. Not thinking the body, but feeling your body. Not thinking the breathing. Feeling your breathing. And take again some deliberate moments of returning, of regathering, of reversing. If you're already back in the standing position, bring the feet back. If you're journeying back, feel your way back, coming all the way back up, building the spine back into uprightness and shuffling the feet again a bit closer, hip width apart or a little bit closer, a little bit wider. Back into that middle place, or a place of ease, and there might be some recoil in the back or recoil in your body when you do come back into a more comfortable, normal standing space. And we're going to practice some balancing today. So if you need a prop, if you prefer to rest your hand on a wall or grab a chair or use a little bit of couch to balance on, or a chair, bring a prop to help you for your balance. So we're going to do the tree pose today. So we'll start by being mindful or attentive of the weight on both legs. So obviously your both feet are on the ground. And now we're just going to pour some weight onto that right leg and right foot. So right foot being the grounded foot. And if you can, deliberately tip that weight onto that right foot, right leg, so you feel more tension in the right leg, and explore lifting the left foot off the ground. And if you can, place it on the right foot, so left foot lifts up and placing it on top of that right foot. And if you wobble or lose your balance, you've just got the opportunity to try it out and to repeat the action and bring some conscious awareness to not panicking, not striving to quickly get into it, but bringing a little bit of mindful attention of slowing down, lifting, placing that left foot on the right foot, or if you can, slide that left foot up onto the inside of that right knee. Feeling the wobbling and the shaking. Your arms can go a little bit out wider from the sides, which it tends to help with this tree pose balancing, or using a hand to rest onto a support for your balance. As many times as you lose your balance, don't give yourself a hard time. Just gather yourself, take a breath. If you're finding it quite fine, try floating the arms up higher, bringing the hands into a high prayer position. So palms coming together, arms straight up over the head. And you're balancing on that right leg, and the left foot is either on the right foot or the inside of that right knee. So mimicking a tree. And just like all trees, the tree will be moved. So feel the natural movement. And because it's quite stressful to balance, feel the stress in your body and acknowledge it. And keep the eyes open, looking attentively to a point that you can fix your gaze on. To take some breaths if you can tune into your breathing, it's balancing. And if you haven't done already, let the balance subside to bringing both feet back onto the earth, and the arms again, lowering the arms to that point of letting go, arms just coming down, and feeling the ease of your body when you're not lifting anything up, not trying to balance, and the natural balancing motion of the body when the arms are just down and the both feet are on the ground, how we're rarely solid and steady in any position, so you can feel the subtle movements. And then we'll deliberately again pour a little bit more weight. We'll shift sides now, so bring a little bit of attention onto that left foot, left ankle, left knee, left thigh, so pouring some weight onto that left leg. And when you're really attentive to all those signals there, then lift the right foot in a deliberate way, so it's not a haphazard lifting, it's a awareness of lifting up and moving it slowly, placing it on top, so that right foot moves and places on the left foot, or if you're confident, onto the inside of the inside of that left knee. It can be lower than the knee, can be higher than the knee. So you find a place where you can bring that right foot to contact the left leg. Remembering each time that you wobble, that's part of the practice. Just practicing balancing means where you're learning from your lack of balance and then you attempt again. And you don't mentally give yourself a hard time because it's a challenging practice. Arms can be utilized as arms out wide, like a cross position, arms out wide, or arms up higher, palms together again. You can also bring the hands into a prayer position with the thumbs touching the middle of the chest. So in that position might feel useful for your balancing. And the goal is practicing what is useful, and balancing is practice, is useful, because as we get older, our balance is challenged. And it is, why not meet the challenge by practicing something that is challenging, which is balancing. Open as best you can. Balancing on that left leg, feeling the tension all through that left side. Right foot connected to the left leg somewhere, low down, midway or higher. Higher is not better, it's just a practice place. Again, taking some moments, being aware of lowering both feet back to contact, both feet back onto ground. Letting the arms again softly come back to a place of letting go. Bend both knees just a smidgen now, so unlock the knees. And we're going to do some forward bends. So would you let the, as if you're looking towards the feet, so as if there's something interested on your feet, look down at the feet and let the body curl down now. So lead with the head, roll the head down the body. And let the arms be floppy, so slide the hands down the legs. If the back's tight, maybe the hands just to the knees, or hands down to shins, or hands going all the way down to the floor. And you feel all the back getting activated and the buttocks and the leg tension gathering and building when you go into these compressed places, so a rag doll down. And when you're ready to come up, deliberately pull the belly in and reverse your way out, so the head and the neck stay soft, and just roll the spine back up, rolling the back, coming back into the upright position. And then bring the hands onto the hips, please, when you come back up to standing. And both hands on the hips, and then if you can, bring the pelvis forward, so shift the pelvis forward in space. And if the neck's fine, look up a little bit towards the ceiling, so tipping and bowing the body a bit forward. Belly forward, pelvis forward, belly forward, chest forward, and head up a little bit. And you can always keep the head neutral, just looking forward, not too intense. And then again, come back and turn the normal standing space, which is fairly vertical. And again, let the arms drop by the sides and tip the head down a little bit. And again, roll down the body, down into that forward bend. Take some deeper breaths when you can, so really feeling things up and feeling the tension. Roll the body down. And you might prefer just to stay down for some moments. But when you do rise and roll back up, if the back's tight, use the hands to use the hands as a bit of support for the back. Climb the hands back up, hands onto hips. Hips forward, tighten the buttocks as the hips come forward. And belly forward a little bit. So it just could be a little bit of a bowing through the belly. Like, and head up again. Go up and go down in your own time now. So whether it's a slow, methodical, controlled thing or a bit of a faster action. Rolling body up and down. next time you come down to the bottom of the movement, hang down there if you can. Come into a forward bend and flop down, arms hanging loosely, head and shoulders dropping down, legs taking a lot of the stretch. And then bring yourself all the way down to lying down. Bring everything back down onto the mat. Bring yourself all the way down now. Down you come and lie on the back for a moment. Do any little adjustments in your clothing, your back or body. And then again, bring the knees, both knees up over the chest. Bring both knees to balance up over the chest. Hold the knees with the hands. So make contact with hands on the knees. Knees wide apart or a little bit apart. Somewhere that's appropriate for yourself. So if you're okay to have the hands on the knees, great. And if you're not okay, you might want to do a different movement now. Just holding the knees if you can. And again, swaying the knees a little bit from side to side. So just massaging the back and spine. Rocking a little bit from side to side, tipping a little left and a little right, or a little bit further maybe. It could be a centimeter, just a slight sway. Checking in with the sides of the spine, checking in with your chest and belly, knees above you rocking. And then once more, letting it go, letting those legs come down, arms down, and prepare yourself for the relaxation or the meditation today. So if you need to do any particular posture, choosing your posture that's right to receive a little bit of a relaxation. So it could be, some people prefer to lie on the sides for the relaxation. It might be more appropriate for the neck or for the back. Some people lie on the belly for the relaxation. Some people lie in semi-supine, knees bent and feet flat. And a lot of people, most people, would go for the Shavasana, which is the legs totally long and arms a little out from the sides. What's useful is that a position that you can utilize as a space. Doing any other little movements you need to do to get comfortable. And once you do find a posture, knowing this time now is a place where we won't move the body so much, more moving attention, more directing attention to different objects that will come along in the attention anyway. So we'll start by closing the eyes or keeping the eyes open, remembering whatever's useful. And being deliberately aware of the sounds that are coming to you. So listening to the sounds that are around. Just the organic sounds or the mechanical sounds. Sounds of birds from outside or sounds from inside the room. Sounds of my voice. Sounds of the belly. Just sounds, whatever sounds you hear, knowing that you're listening. And the spaces between sounds. You don't need to strain to listen, allowing the sounds to fall into your ears. And any noticing any reactivity to the sounds that come along, do sounds take you into a softer place or a harder space? So awareness of sounds and your own reactivity to the sounds as well. bring or change your focus now to another thing that's already happening, and that is the sensations of your body. So your posture, the meeting between yourself and the ground, the weight of your body, or lack of weight perhaps. What pulsings, what movements, how do you know that you're in a body? Are the sensations sharp? Are the sensations uncomfortable, physically uncomfortable? Are the sensations heavy? Are the sensations intermittent, consistent, regular, irregular? Pay attention to the physical sensations of pulsing and temperature, weight, listening to the body now. We're not trying to make our body be a certain way in these moments. We're deliberately turning our ears and into a feeling mode of the body. And you might recognize regular physical patterns of the heart beating perhaps, or maybe that the face always carries a bit of stress, so your tension naturally gathers there, or tension in the right shoulder for no reason whatsoever. So you're observing. Is there heat in certain places? Letting go of any judgments, or aware of yourself judging your body. We're not actively asking yourself to judge what's there, just to feel what's in your body. And aware of any judgments or analysis and letting them be there. Letting go, if you can, of trying to fix anything or force your body to be a certain way. Making space for your body to be. Making space for you to be. Making some space of being rather than trying to be. Moment to moment, feeling the different sensations arising and displaying themselves, changing to new sensations, or repeating the same sensation perhaps. Listening to your body. Are you more of an upper body type where your attention is more through the chest and shoulders and head? Or do you feel like you have more awareness naturally of the lower body, the belly, the pelvis and the legs? Or is one side more obvious, the left side of the body more easy to access naturally? Just letting your attention roam and feeling your body from the inside out. Clothes on your body, weight, uncomfortable pressure, tight places, and the comfortable spaces as well. The warm places, the cool places. And you could also be aware now of shifting a little bit of attention to the how you feel in the moment. So there's sounds happening, of course, and your body sensations are happening. And some certain feelings will come through underlying, what's the underlying feeling tone, and even asking yourself, what am I feeling right now? Giving yourself some time to feel the feelings that have come along. I'm not asking you to feel a certain way, to acknowledge how you're feeling. Make a space to feel. and gently turn your attention once more, if you choose to, invite your attention back to the feeling of the natural wave of this breath. Awareness that the body is already breathing. And again, you can turn the light of your attention, if you choose to the twin streams of air that happen to be coming into your body at some moments, staying in your body, and then the breath flows out of your body. And the breath might be a stress breath, it might be a fast breath, letting your body breathe in its own rate now. There will be always a tendency to try and control breathing, but if you can, for a few moments, allowing the body to feel each breath clearly, awake. Awake to the sounds, awake to the movements in your body, to your feelings, awake to the natural thinking that happens, and feeling your breath primarily as a goal to return back to. Not thinking the breathing, just tuning into your breath wherever you can feel your breathing, the clearest place. Again, knowing now this time the practice is coming to an end of this fourth class. So would you do a bit of a global turning into just a calibration? How's your practice been today? Has there been an unwinding, an unraveling, a loosening up, an opening up a bit more space in there? Or is the space if you feel a bit more cramped up inside, a bit more pressured inside? So being true to yourself, acknowledging yourself by actually doing some practice, looking after yourself. No one else can do it for you. So thank you for accompanying me on this day. I hope you have a wonderful day. Namaste.